So I don't think we were popular at all in Russian aviation circles, but we were very popular in terms of passenger appeal and, you know, carrying 2 million plus passengers. After Avianova went down, and we could talk a little bit about that, but after it went down, what struck me was one evening I was sitting in a restaurant in Moscow about 3 months after Avianova had stopped operations. And by then I had a reasonable level of Russian language capabilities. And I was couldn't help eavesdropping to a conversation that was happening on the table next to me. There were a group of students sitting around the table, and they were saying, what a tragedy it is that Avianova is no longer flying. You know, we can't go home. We can't go home anymore, you know, because the rail journey is 23 hours. In the days of Avianova, we could hop on a plane and, you know, we could be home in 45 minutes or 1 hour 15. And that struck me that, you know, this the significance, the social significance of Avianova.